morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how have you been?
Finally getting rid of the farmer's tan.
You are, huh? Okay, gotcha. Does that mean baseball slowed down a little bit?
No, but I rolled up my sleeves and scared the neighbors.
Good. You went with another method. Well, I tell you what, we have had amazing, finishing off May and the first part of June here, that weather is absolutely fantastic out there. Very enjoyable to show homes when it's been like this, for sure. And, of course, our resident in-house expert lender, Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. Busy at work. Actually, as you know, getting married next weekend, so busy with that. It's been, everything's great.
And I think we're going to let you off the hook next weekend.
I hope so.
You are getting married.
I hope so.
We will. I'll keep things under control here. We'll get another guest to come in. And, we better let you go relax a little bit and get married.
Kayla will appreciate that.
Okay. Very, very good.
You're already off to a good start. Kayla will appreciate that.
Cleared
the biggest pole vault.
Did you hear that? This man has a bright future ahead
Two
of
words.
Him. For
yes,
sure.
Dear.
Yes, dear.
Absolutely.
Whatever you like.
Well, we always like to start off with some local real estate stories and then move on to our crazy national story. But locally, what we've got is we've got full May statistics in and reported from the Association of Realtors here in Tri-Cities. And we have total sold numbers last month in May, 292 homes closed and sold. Now, May of 2013, that was just down slightly from that. That number was 304, so 12 homes less, so about 5% less there than last May, but still just running right on track, really steady. The big difference there is we are still a little bit in that lower inventory spot. 1,165 homes on the market versus 1,300 last year at the same time. So if you're seeing something you like out there, you're probably having to act on it pretty quickly to get that done. So that was something in there. And then another thing released was the average sold price last month, the highest for 2014. And that average sold price has crept up there to $211,000. So it's kind of nice to see a little bit and maybe a little bit of appreciation starting there in the first half of the year. The big news in that number is the under contract number. The market was screaming busy. We had been reporting on that it was, and there's 444, homes under contract. So, that is cranking. When you're looking at inventory of 1,165 and you've got under contract and sold of 444, you're right under that three-month mark of inventory. Things are turning quickly. That's why we talked about 2 weeks ago, we did a show on multiple offers and talked about how multiple offers were handled in those situations. We had a house last week over on Andrea Lane where we have five offers on that home of the second day it was on the market. And so it's these conditions that we're seeing in these statistics that are transferring to real life, causing more multiple offer situations out there in the market. And so we just try to position our clients in the best possible case for those. So,
Lance, I'm going to be really curious to see what the June numbers look like. I know at the office we did 51 loan applications in May, and as of the 10th we had looked for June, we were already at 29.
Yeah.
So it's been extremely busy. For the listeners, I'm not too busy. I'm certainly available for you. Just stay as late as you need to get the work done, but the market is really hopping right now.
Absolutely. Now, before we get into our topic, and this is a fun one.
John's going to like this.
I think Mr. Coyne's going to really appreciate this. So, Tom, if you could tell me what happened last month, I believe there was an extension deal with one Richard Sherman, correct?
Correct, yep.
Oh. Now, do you remember the terms of that extension?
It was a lot.
It was a lot. Okay. So, and remember, this is not a football show, but boom, $56 million. Let's go house shopping in Seattle.
Nice. How much of it was guaranteed? That's how the NFL works.
But more importantly for real estate, how much of it went to purchase a new $2.3 million mansion just outside of Seattle in Maple Valley, which puts him pretty close to the rent and practice field. Interesting enough, he went ahead and purchased that home. I guess if you're going to be staying for 4 years guaranteed, let's buy a new house and upgrade with that new contract. Now, Freddie, he bought it from another professional athlete. He went ahead and bought that from Seattle native Jamal Crawford, the guard for Los Angeles Clippers.
Huh.
Now, interesting enough, though, Crawford took about a $1 million haircut on that place because he bought it in 2006.
And he's bald.
For $3.2 million. Versus Sherman picking that up for 2.3. And I saw the pictures, and it didn't look like it was in disrepair. The place looked pretty nice.
So those upper end values in Seattle still may be recovering a little bit, huh?
It may be. I was actually a little surprised. You know, in the middle markets and agents we talk with the network, I had heard nothing but pretty positive factors out of Seattle the last 6-7 months. But when you have an upper end, very specialized home like that, it sounds like for one reason or another, he was able to get in there and looks like get a pretty good deal on this place. I mean, the pictures are incredible. Outdoor sports court, indoor swimming pool, six bedrooms, six bathrooms. I mean, the place is incredible. Mm. Gorgeous, gorgeous place. So pretty cool to see some direct impact continuing into the real estate market from the Super Bowl win.
You get a raise, you go buy a new house, right? We are, speaking of football, a month and a half away from preseason.
It's crazy. It won't be too much longer, and I just thought that was a great way to lead us right back into it. So that's our crazy national real estate celebrity story, but way more local than normal, being just right across the mountains there in Seattle. Well, one of the things we wanted to talk to about today, and that is specialized programs. Unique programs that we work with that help people in the real estate industry. And I've got to tell you, from everybody in the community, the appointments we've set from the real estate show, the response to the radio ads has been huge. And in fact, people were stopping me at my son's graduation from his elementary school. I had two or three people stop me at school there. And that is Tom and I's affiliation with the Homes for Heroes program. We talked about it on air. We've already had in such a short period of time, less than a month of launching that program, we had our first hero closing last week.
Wow.
And our hero, a local nurse, our first hero on the program, a local nurse, saved $1,456 on her home sale through the Homes for Hero program. So, and we've got four more pending contracts because of it. So what that is a program that is for our frontline healthcare workers, emergency first responders. So we've got our police, firefighter, and then military. So we've got our veterans and active military. And that is a program which discounts and gives refunds back to our heroes 25% of our gross real estate commissions directly to that hero. It was the best national program that we could find that was giving money direct back to the local hero here in Tri-Cities. And we've just had a huge response from it. Tons of sign-up. You can go to Homes for Heroes, spelled out. That's just HomesforHeroes, homesforheroes.com, and get signed up to take advantage of those benefits. And then not only on the real estate side, but on the buy side, when they get to Tom at Umpqua, he provides additional savings for the buyers.
You know, Lance, we're thrilled to even have the opportunity to be able to give back to these people. And these are the people that are out there serving our communities day in and day out. They probably don't get paid near enough for how valuable they are to the community. So just to have an option or an opportunity to give back to them is great. We give $500 off their closing costs for every one of the heroes. And again, that's medical, teachers, firefighters, police officers, and then active and veteran military. So it's great to be able to offer these programs back. Then, of course, for the military guys, we have the VA loan, zero down. Really, really a cool program. Glad to be a part of Homes for Heroes.
Yeah, well, thank you for participating in that. I know it's a big commitment on your side, business-wise, to join up and do that with us, but it is just absolutely fantastic to see that money going directly into their pockets on those real estate transactions. So that is really one of our biggest programs, newest program to the Kenmore team that's going on right now that really can really sets us apart from what else is offered out there. And it makes an immediate direct impact. So we're super excited to have that on there. A couple other things. I wrote down some notes. So I said, okay, specialized programs, what are we offering that's different that most people aren't getting? And I went back to points 7, 8, and 9 that we didn't get to on the technology show. And one of those points was a program that we're offering. And that is for on our acreage properties and some of our specialized properties where the photos just don't do it justice. We have gone and we have implemented drone tours, overhead video tours and pictures of the property. Now, 4 years ago, the technology just wasn't viable on a smaller scale like that for a home sale. Now it is completely viable, and the images are absolutely incredible that we're being able to capture. We have a couple homes on our website right now that are on the river that are on over 5 acres, and being able to go overhead, get the view of that acreage, fly around the back sides of the outbuildings, the shops, fly out over the river, get views of the patios. It puts the whole house into perspective that you otherwise couldn't see.
Lance, you're blowing my mind right now. I think you're holding out on me. I didn't know you could do this.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, and the videos are just amazing. And so we've already sold. We can link 2 direct sales to these tours already of people that have seen these out of town, have come out of town just because the quality you're getting is just absolutely incredible. And then we actually used it for one of our buyers just 2 weeks ago. What had happened is we went out to a property. Husband was here already working. Wife had been out. We had not found the perfect house for him. She went back to where they're trying to sell their home. The perfect house came on the market. We knew it was the perfect house. It was listed by another agent. So the pictures, you couldn't see how great the house was just from those pictures. The husband had the opportunity because he had seen the home already to do that. So what we did is we went ahead and we took our unit out there, and we got permission from the seller, permission from the other agent, and said, hey, can we kind of do a more in-depth tour of this property? We're able to fly around, get pictures, get video of the property, send her an 11-minute flight tour of the property in the surrounding areas. Boom, offer the next morning. And so utilizing those technology tools, aerial and video photography, and there are huge, huge things and regulations going on about this right now. So we're going to see a lot of that going on because there's different things happening. There's legislation right now facing some of these, let's call them vehicles or quadcopters for now. I think drones is kind of the bad term out there in the industry right now.
We've had a lot of stories about it on News Talk. The good and the invasive uses. And that's what they're struggling with. This would be a good use of it.
Absolutely. And so we're going to see more of this come about, and currently we're complying with what regulations are there now, but we're going to see more of this coming up. We're staying right on top of it because utilizing it for this ability, the technology is is evolving faster than the laws are. So we'll keep a close eye on it. But right now, the images that we're capturing and the experience that the buyer is getting is incredible. So that's another program we've got. If you have acreage property, if you have super large property where it's hard to get video, it's hard to get pictures because of how the house is situated, give us a call. We'd love to take this program and this technology into your listing and help get your house exposed better than it ever has been. When we come back, we're going to talk about some special loan programs with Tom at Umpqua, and we're going to talk about one or two more programs here at the Kenmore team that you can capitalize on in the next 6 months.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been discussing everything from Sherman's real estate purchases today to special programs that we have. We talked about a couple programs that people can take advantage of before the break. We've got Homes for Heroes launched here that's big. We've got some aerial photography, new options available on the technology front. But on the money front, on the lending side of things, we always go to Mr. Tom Coyne here at Umpqua. Tom, what kind of programs, special programs, should we be looking at or thinking about in what's basically going to be, I mean, I hate to say it, the kids are out of school, though, the second half of the year coming up. What should we be thinking about out there on the real estate side?
Well, Lance, when I think of special programs, I immediately think of all of our portfolio products. So you have the non-portfolio products where just about every lender has them. You got conventional, you got FHA and VA and USDA. You can go anywhere and get those. Not all lenders have portfolio. Portfolio is programs that we've gone out there, we've determined a need for them, and we've made these little niche products. And we keep all these loans in-house. Payments are made to us. We make our own rules with them because they are portfolio loans. We set the guidelines. And I got three here that I'm really excited to talk about. The first one really ties in well with Homes for Heroes, and that is our physician loan program. So as the name implies, this program is only available to brand new or established physicians. What makes this program so unique is that so many physicians right out of their residency, let's say in their residency they're making $50,000, and then they get hired over at Cadillac or Trios Healthcare, and they're immediately making $300,000. So, of course, one of just like Sherman did, you know, they want to go and buy a house. Quite often, these physicians get paid 1099, and 1099 is looked at by lenders as self-employed. So they're not W-2, 1099. So when we see a 1099 borrower, and this applies to every borrower, we have to have 2 years of tax returns to verify what is their income or what is their expenses going to be. Now, our physician program, that is not the case. We'll take these 1099 physicians one day on the job and close a loan for them using exactly what their salary is. So we're not too worried about the expenses and what they're going to write off on tax returns. We're going to go right off 1099. This program goes up to 95% loan-to-value on all loan amounts. So that's including our jumbo loans above 417. I did just say that.
That's
95%
huge.
Jumbo loan for a physician. The best part of all at that 95% is there's no PMI on this program. Because it's self-insured, this is an Umpqua product. We're not regulated by the normal guidelines of most loan programs, so there's no mortgage insurance at all, even with just the 5% down. So really, really, really great option for physicians. If you're a physician, you know someone who is, they're in the market for a house, I would challenge them to find a better program than this.
Yeah, and what's crazy is earlier this week, when we were preparing some stuff for the show, you had sent me some rates on that. We can't say exactly what they were without a bunch of disclaimers, but you had sent me the rates on that, and I'll tell you, from just looking at them myself, highly, highly competitive. I was shocked.
Yeah,
great, 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 very competitive rates.
Our jumbo rates, which I can jump to that next because I have it on my list.
Oh,
here.
I'm sorry.
Segue.
I saw it earlier this week and I was impressed.
Yeah, it's absolutely blowing my mind what Umpqua is doing with their jumbo loans. They really want to put jumbo loans on their portfolio. So a jumbo loan, for anyone who's not really aware of it, is a loan amount that's above $417,000. When you get above $417,000, it's completely different guidelines than a standard conforming loan. We'll go up to 90% loan to value on jumbo loans. Now, this is for the non-physician, this is the everyday buyer. 90% requiring a 10% down payment. Now, these rates, again, we can't say exactly what the rates are on the air because then I have to go through all these little disclosures. They are better than our conforming rates.
Yeah.
By quite a bit.
Well, I tell you, that's why I said I was so impressed, and that's why I mentioned it on the radio, is because I was like, what, that can't be right. I read all the terms. I read all the disclaimers. I'm like, holy cow, that is right.
Yeah, it is absolutely incredible. They're lower rates than what our conforming is, and that just shows Umpqua's commitment to this niche. And again, our portfolio product covers all of our jumbo loans. We call this product the Umpqua Advantage. And
okay.
I'll tell you what, this guy was shopping around, who I recently started a loan for last week, and I'm seeing we have an advantage.
Yeah, good. Very good.
He quoted the rate to another lender he was talking to, and this is a quote from the client. He said the guy just went silent. He thought he lost him. He thought the phone call dropped.
Nice.
So, that's really great. Really great program. If you're above that 417 loan amount, definitely give me a call. I'm very confident we'll be able to save you some money. Now, the next program I want to talk about that's a part of our portfolio, again, our special products, is our construction loan. We'll go up to 95% loan to value on a construction loan if you're building with one of our preferred builders. If they're not a preferred builder, we'll go to 90%. So it's a great, great program that we rolled out with. When we were Sterling just a month ago, we required 30% down on construction loans. Now we can do it with just 5% down. So if you're a builder out there, you listen to this, definitely give me a call. I'll talk to you about how we can get you set up as a preferred builder. Really, we'll give you a leg up on the other builders that you compete with if you're able to market that you can get your custom-built homes sold and financed with just 5% down. It's an all-in-one close. We close it up front. The rate you get before we close the loan is the same rate you have through construction as you have after the home is done. There's no need to modify, no need to refinance. It's a great program, and we have a flat $1,495 lender fee. The last thing I want to talk about is not a portfolio program, but I consider it a specialty because I don't see other lenders offer it, and I'm not sure why, but I like it. And that is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. When a client puts 5% down on a conventional loan, we'll do lender-paid mortgage insurance. Now, it's exactly what it implies. We pay the mortgage insurance for the client. Clients have to pay monthly mortgage insurance if they're not putting 20% down on conventional loans. But with this option, we're able to pay for it up front for the client. They never have to pay it monthly. I would say 90% of my clients, maybe more, 90-95% of my clients who don't put 20% down use this program. And it's because it saves them money every single month.
Wow.
So phenomenal program. If you want to know more about that, definitely give me a call.
Awesome. Those are great, great programs out there. And that, I mean, those can serve, like you said, those niche clients, and those situations are very hard to find programs for. So I'm glad Umpqua has expanded their services and that you've been able to latch onto those programs and really, really provide service for a lot more people than before.
Yeah, very, very excited about it.
Awesome. Very, very good. We're talking about specialty programs, things that are just a little bit off kilter and different that we provide in this current real estate market that people can take advantage of. The last program that I had written down here to talk to people about is what's called the Easy Exit Listing. And people ask me all the time, because it's in my radio ads that I run on, at other times throughout the day and stuff, and they're like, in your ad, it always says, and people walk up to me and say this all the time, is, I can fire you. They're like, what the heck is that all about? I can fire you. Well, it's not the point. I'll tell you that.
That's not your goal.
It's not. I'm just not running around with a ton of extra time on my hands trying to get fired. But what we always liked about it is we wanted to be able to offer that guarantee to our clients that if you're not happy with the service you're getting, this is a competitive marketplace. I mean, there's 500 other real estate agents out there. So if you're not happy with that service that you're getting, you should be able to kick me out the door and go get somebody else that you are happy with without a lot of hassle. So it combines with what we call our hassle-free listing program. And that really is that you can be let go from that contract at any time throughout our listing. Whether it can be 3 weeks from when we sign the listing, it can be 4 months from when we sign the listing, it could be 4 days from when we signed the listing. And what we needed to do is give people an option that says, if life changes or an event changes or something happens, that I'm not locked into that long-term traditional contract that has been in the industry, so that I have the freedom to be able to do that. I don't want to take that away from people. What we have is, as I found that in general, especially with our community and the people in the Tri-Cities, is that when we have a working relationship that's beneficial for both parties, we're marketing, we're using our expertise, we're helping you sell your house, and we're going to get paid, that 9 times out of 10, and actually I think it's 99 out of 100, that is going to work super, super well, and we're going to be able to do that and be fair about it. People ask me all the time, they're like, I think that's risky, Lance. I think that's really risky what you do, because you're, and I've had agents come to me and say, you're putting a sign up and you're starting the marketing and you're spending, you know, $800,000-$900,000 in the first 2 weeks, and then you're telling me that the client's going to walk in and say, I'm not happy with it, you're out of here. Well, you know, I'm in business, so yes, it is risky. I mean, when I woke up this morning and drove to the office, there was 5 intersections. It was risky. That's just how we thought and how we've done it, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive from the community. So I thank the listeners for that. Yes, come and say you're fired when you see me, jokingly, I hope, and because, yeah, I do get a kick out of it, and we have a good time with it for sure. So if anybody has any questions about our Easy Exit Listing, our hassle-free listing programs, these niche lending programs that Tom's talked about today, you can always go to our website, kenmoreteam.com. You can hit the contact us. There's also a Homes for Heroes tab on there where you can find out more information about the program. So that's kenmoreteam.com. Homes for Heroes tab. You can get more information about all of those programs and shoot us an email and contact us. Tom, if people need to go to direct to you to get that financing prior to you getting married next week, how can they get to you?
Go to my website. It's just TomCoyneHomeLoans.com, or give me a call at the office, 783-7300.
All right, sounds great. And, you know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to trust you more when you're married. So, I mean, I already had a huge amount of trust for you to begin with.
Yeah.
But when you come back to the show in 2 weeks,
yeah,
I think you're going to be better than you were before.
You know, I think so, because I'll have a beautiful lady behind me. So.
All right. Well, everybody have a great week, and we'll give Tom a hard time 2 weeks from now. And we'll be right back here next week
on News Talk 870.